listener production.
Hi, Mandy Lynch with your news briefing. No word yet on when cricket great Ricky Ponting will return to commentary, but he's believed to be feeling okay after leaving yesterday's test coverage to go to hospital for tests on his heart. The news sent shockwaves through the cricket world, still mourning the deaths of Rod Marsh and Shane Warne to heart attacks earlier this year. Aussie skipper Pat Cummins sent well wishes after play ended last night.
So we're just chatting to him this morning out in the field and, by all reports, it sounds like he's going okay. But yeah, anything like that's obviously super scary. So wishing the best.
A man and woman have died after a shocking crash on Sydney's Anzac Bridge overnight. It's believed their cars had been involved in a minor crash and they'd stepped out to exchange details when they were hit by another car, which was soon followed by a taxi. They both died at the scene. Meanwhile, a 22-year-old woman has died in Perth's eastern suburbs after being hit by a car at an intersection in Midvale. Qantas has condemned the actions of baggage handlers who've been filmed recklessly slamming luggage hard onto the carousel at Melbourne Airport. The airline says the behaviour is unacceptable and has launched an urgent investigation. However, it's unclear if the contractors will keep or lose their jobs. And Australian-born WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has lodged an appeal against his extradition to the US, where he's wanted on 18 criminal charges. It'll be heard by the European Court of Human Rights next year. Aussie skipper Pat Cummins has paid tribute to the bowling group after claiming his 200th test wicket yesterday. It's now the first bowling attack in test history where all four members have taken more than 200 wickets.
It's really special. Group we got going, you know, we just have so much confidence in each other. Even today, just felt so relaxed the whole day, just knowing once you'd finish your spell, someone was going to step up.
The Aussies will be back at the crease when play resumes for day four on 1 for 29, already leading the West Indies by 344 runs.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.